The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Let's go to something completely bonkers. Now that everyone and their mother has taken up sea swimming, some people are taking things to new extremes, like to find something more challenging. So what about underwater rock running? And I'm not joking, this is a thing. Dave Kerr from the aptly named Greystones, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. Dave, is underwater rock running actually a sport, or did you just make it up?
Well, I'm not sure if it is actually a sport, Brendan, to be honest with you, but I started doing it a few years ago with a pal of mine, a sea swimmer in Greystones, Brian, and we really enjoy it. And since I started it, I suppose, I did a bit of Googling around, and I can't really see anyone actually doing it as a sport. I see lovely pictures of people in brilliant, clear waters all around the world, but we don't tend to get them sort of clear waters here.
I'd say the conditions in Greystones are not always perfect for underwater rock running. Now, look, the clue is in the name, obviously, but just to explain to us how it works.
Okay, so what we do basically is, I mean, first of all, we practice our breathing. So we both downloaded an app called Apnea. So on dry land, we typically practice our breathing on a fairly regular basis. So, you know, that's kind of the background to it, I suppose, in terms of being able to hold your breath for any extended period of time. So what happens is we basically use no equipment apart from a pair of togs, obviously, and a pair of goggles and a swimming hat, because we typically would do it after a swim. And I suppose the South Beach in Greystones as well, Brendan, would be a perfect place for us to do it because it gets quite deep quite quickly. So basically we go out, we finish our swim and we go out to anywhere between down to a depth of 8 meters, and we duck dive down, try and find an appropriately weighted rock, which would be anything kind of between 10 and 15 and 20 kilos typically, you know, because you need to be able to stay down. We grab it and we run as far as we can and we count our steps, and then we drop the rock and we come up for air.
Okay. How long can you run for?
We've got it up to 83 steps, and that probably equates to about kind of just under 2 minutes underwater.
Wowza. And you're also, presumably you're exerting yourself as well, so your breath is a bit more, going a bit faster, is it?
Correct, yeah. So, you know, on dry land, like, we have a breath up to kind of just under 4 minutes, which wouldn't be spectacular now, Brendan, at all. I mean, there's lots of people out there, or maybe not lots of people, but there's free divers out there that can hold their breath for 10, 15, you know, 13 minutes or 15 minutes, I think, is probably the world record around that kind of 15-minute mark.
Is that healthy?
Well, it kind of is, yes. I mean, it kind of really helps me in terms of my business and everything else. I typically, my daily routine, if you like, is I get up, I go for a run, I then go for a swim. I'm a swimmer all year round. I know you're a swimmer as well. So we all know that the health benefits of all year round swimming are quite well documented, and it just feels brilliant. So I kind of do all my thinking in terms of business and life and everything else while I'm running and swimming. And then when you're actually doing your rock running, you're pretty much are thinking of nothing more than rock running, because you know you kind of need to basically concentrate on what you're doing, otherwise you're going to just blow out and come up after.
And come here, what's the buzz with it then? Because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering why are you doing this to yourself?
I think I've been a diver since I've been 14, and as in a scuba diver, and I started diving with my dad, and I still dive with my dad up to now. And I kind of wanted to try something that was equipment-less, if you want to call it that. So I didn't want the routine of putting on all this diving equipment, you know, for potentially a 20-minute dive in on the East Coast, where you can see just about see your hand in front of you. So the attraction was really to try and get under the water without having to use all this equipment. And luckily for me, there's a really active Greystone swimming group down at the Men's that meet every morning. And I met a school friend of mine who I hadn't seen in many years, Brian Gilmore, and the two of us basically just kicked off, started doing it. But what it does is...
You see, it's one lunatic always needs to meet a second lunatic, doesn't he? Once there's two lunatics involved, you sure the sky's the limit.
Yeah, well, I blame him for everything, really, Brendan, you know. But yeah.
And how do you feel after it? Like, is there... You must feel, I don't know, must be a good buzz, like, is it in the head?
Well, I think what actually happens is, you know, with the breath holding, you become a bit hypoxic. So, in other words, the body is kind of starved of oxygen. So, when you come up and when you're finished the dives, the physiology part of it is that you're kind of tingly all over and you're absolutely buzzed up. You know.
So okay. Now we're not recommending that getting hypoxic is something people should be doing. And you do want to stress as well that this is very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, the two main points that I would make on that, Brendan. The first would be that you really should never, ever, ever, ever dive, a free dive, or rock run on your own. Because if you hyperventilate, which some people tend to do if they're trying to hold their breath for a long time, basically what you can experience is shallow water blackout because the brain is starved of that trigger, which is the CO2, which can trigger your next breath. So without getting too technical, if you hyperventilate and you go free diving or rock running, there's a potential for you to go unconscious. And if that happens, you've got basically 2 minutes whereby you'll drown.
So bottom line, don't do this unless you know what you're doing and you have people with you and stuff like that. By the way, when you say your dad still dives, how old is he?
He's 80 this year. And he has an average of about 100 dives per year and has had done since the year dot, I suppose.
Okay, so you didn't lick it up off the road, so the lunacy runs in the family, clearly. Listen, Dave, that's absolutely fascinating. Fair play. And thanks a million, Dave Kerr, Ireland's probably one of Ireland's only underwater rock runners. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Brendan. Cheers. Bye-bye.